Hello, and welcome back to Genspired, the podcast. I am your host, Jennifer Batog. Quick disclaimer because it's important. Please remember that I'm not a medical professional nor a licensed therapist. I am, however, a spiritual being having a human experience right along with you. Please trust and use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition. Viewpoints shared in this podcast are from my own personal experience, spiritual growth, and a calling to share my thoughts with a collective of people meant to find them. All right, let's get into it. Let's get Genspired. My intention for this episode is to share what I mean when I refer to our life journey as Earth School. It's a term I've used a few times, and it really resonates with me. As spiritual beings here on Earth, we have come here to learn, grow, and evolve. We make contracts with our souls and others and play out those contracts during the blip in time in which we walk the Earth. I say blip of time because it really is a blip in the grand scheme of things. Most people, on average, live to be somewhere between 80 and 84. So that's such a fleeting time when you think of how long Earth has been around. I want to make something clear, though, before I proceed. Whether you believe in God, Source, Spirit, the universe, or whatever else, I want you to know that what I refer to here is exactly that. Whatever you believe in. There are different terms, but it's all the same thing. A higher power helping and guiding us. Before you were born, your soul agreed to a contract and certain terms and agreements, for lack of better terminology, and then made its way to Earth to adhere to that contract. Your soul agreed to certain places, people, things, feelings, emotions, and yes, even your parents. You contracted yourself here, and now you're living out that contract, thus forming the terminology that is Earth School. Earth became your playground and the place where you became you and continue to become you, and then the next version of you and the next one. Your schooling evolves, and so do you. This is a place where you get to experience some incredible things, truly remarkable things. And they don't have to be huge things. In fact, some of the most remarkable things are the smaller things, like your first steps, your first words, your first friend, your first interaction with an animal, your first skin knee where you saw blood for the first time, your first crush, your first fear, your first rejection, your first car, your first date, your first sense of loneliness, and so on. All of it is remarkable. We can't experience any of these things without Earth School. We also can't have any of the good without the bad, the light without the dark, the scary without the bold, the courage without the fear, the night without the day, or the love without the hurt. We wouldn't be able to decipher them if they didn't all exist at the same time. So when you signed up for Earth School, you signed up for all of it. You signed up to face your fears, fall in love, get hurt, be scared, be brave, take the leap, take a step back, be bold, be careful, make mistakes, get the dub, fall down, get up, try once, try twice, fail, succeed, reach up, fall back, learn again, try, put yourself out there, retreat inward, cry, laugh, scream, tremble, giggle, to be uncertain, to be clear, to be foggy, to be a pain in the ass, to be a light in the world, to mother, to father, to teach, to unlearn, to hold on to let go, to give, to receive, to take back, to move out, to move up, climb, slip, trip, run, play, dance, twirl, sing, rest, recover, rejuvenate, engage, decompress, start over, start again, try again, create, volunteer, support, guide, mentor, dream, pursue, chase, challenge, activate, rescue, research, and rediscover. All the while aging and time passing. During your journey, you will meet people who will trigger you in some way. They will open you up to something that either needs to be looked at, healed, or released. Everyone and everything is a lesson, good, bad, and neither. Some people are in our lives to teach us valuable, priceless lessons. Lessons around worthiness, boundaries, accountability, attachment, self-love. Every single person in your life, whether it be romantic, platonic, familial, or professional, are all part of your contract and your Earth School lessons. There are some people, however, who are never meant to evolve. They're never meant to grow and never meant to change. Their purpose and journey may only present itself as a catalyst for you and your lessons. There are others who are here to simply teach us how to forgive. That's it. That can be their overall lesson. They come in, treat you like shit, leave, and then you're left stunned. But instead of ruminating and trying to find the deep lesson, sometimes the lesson is simply to be able to forgive them and move on. Way easier said than done, I know. But I put this into practice recently. I was in a situation where I was in a parking lot at a mall and had just parked my car. I got out, clicked the lock button on my key fob, and started to walk towards the entrance. A woman came running up behind me and yelled, "Did you have to click your car lock so loudly?" Stunned, I said, "What do you mean?" "I just clicked the button to lock it." She glared at me and said, "My kid was asleep in the back of my car, and your clicking woke her up. Now, she's crying, and I can't take her into the mall like this." Instead of getting pissy with her, I decided to take the lesson right then and there. I had no idea what kind of day she was having, nor why she chose to yell at me, but I forgave her in that moment and just said, "You know what? I know that noise would have woken me up too if I was sleeping, so my apologies. Is there something I can grab for you in the mall while you stay here with your daughter?" The way her shoulders relaxed was like watching it in slow motion. She was geared up for an argument, and I didn't give her one. Instead, I gave her kindness, and she retreated back into herself. She just smiled and said, "No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you. It's not your fault. I'm going to drive around and see if she'll fall back to sleep." Then she simply turned around and walked back to her car. Essentially, she did come into my life, shit on it, and was about to leave. But together, we changed the narrative of our interaction. My hope is that her daughter fell back to sleep and she was able to come into the mall eventually. That woman and I had a contract to have that particular encounter on that particular day at that particular time. And that was it. We both moved forward. If you find yourself in situations that are uncomfortable right now, or challenging, or hurtful, or that are really testing you, try and remember that it's all part of your homework here on Earth. Some of these lessons will be around recognizing narcissistic behavior, detached or controlling relationships, or helping you recognize emotionally unhealed individuals, because the truth is, hurt people hurt people. So if any of these are part of your learning right now, I empathize. These can be some of the hardest things to learn and recognize, let alone heal and move on from. Most people are running around in the world hurt and unhealed, and sometimes can leave a wake in their path. Your task is to focus on yourself, and if you are in their path, take the lesson and let them move on in their own journey. When you get to a place of being able to recognize it, it'll start to happen faster for you. Patterns emerge and you'll see them quicker. Take that as a big win, a really big win, an A plus, if you will. And don't keep track of how many times it takes to learn the lesson. That's not the point. Also keep in mind, this doesn't always show up for us in romantic relationships. This can be in professional and familial, as well as platonic friendships. You can have a narcissistic boss or best friend or sister just as much as a narcissistic, detached, or emotionally unavailable boyfriend or girlfriend. Situations will arise that push you to take a look at things from a different perspective. The universe will nudge you until you stop and listen. Sometimes it will make your current situation uncomfortable in order to get you to take notice. And if that's not working, it will make it increasingly more uncomfortable until you can't do anything but take a look at the situation and find the lesson or the learning that needs to come from it. Sometimes you'll feel like you're repeating the same grade over and over again. The lesson will continue to show up until you face it. And just when you think you've healed, the universe is like, cute, you think so? And sends you the lesson in a different font. Everything, and I mean everything, happens for us, not to us. And wow, can this be a hard one to grasp? Like, really, Jen? Someone taking advantage of me, or hurting me so deeply, or stealing from me, and then leaving me in the dust is happening for me? Yes. The answer is yes. The lesson here is likely around building up your strength, your courage, your boundaries, or breaking cycles, or ancestral trauma and karma. You may be the first one in your lineage to stop a pattern, and that becomes the biggest lesson of your contract. And if it takes a few situations that are familiar and similar to finally get it, then that's what it takes. For those of us who are empaths or sensitive to other people's energy, we need the lesson to show up multiple times. Lord knows I do. For me, my revolving and reoccurring lesson has been around attaching myself to emotionally unavailable people, men and women included. It's a pattern that's repeated itself over and over and over until I finally learned the lesson this past October. And it came in like a lightning bolt. When I finally stopped and sat with myself and dug so deep, the lesson showed itself and I made my way through it. Now, should the universe ever send it to me again, just to make sure I've learned, my goodness, am I ever ready for it? You see, I'm the type of person that would quite literally turn myself into a pretzel to make someone else happy. I would do all the things, be all the things, give all the things, including my time, my energy, my love, my money, my soul. And the reciprocity was never there. I've never gotten back what I put in, not with my romantic partners, not with my professional life, and not with some of the friends I've had. I was an overgiver. I chased, I pursued relentlessly. I tried so hard to be what I thought other people wanted me to be. And that entire time, I didn't realize I was chasing a ghost, chasing after something that was never meant to be mine. Otherwise, it would have been given back to me in equal amounts. My lesson here was that because of my circumstances growing up, I wasn't surrounded by emotionally available people. So I went into survival mode, people-pleasing mode. This tends to happen to those of us who had to grow up quite fast and find ways to soothe ourselves. Hear me though when I say this. I'm not angry at anyone from my past or anyone for whom I've learned those lessons through. For without them, the growth would not have happened. My evolution would not have taken place. The girl behind this microphone now is healed. I mean, we're always healing and it'll never be completely done. But some of the major wounds I've looked at both within my life and in myself came to the surface. They came to the light so I could witness them acknowledge them, and thank them. Getting to a place where I don't hold any anger towards people has been a true struggle. I kept thinking, well, shit, if I can step up and do all this healing and growing and freaking lesson learning, why can't they? The answer is, we can only meet people as deeply as we have met ourselves. So I accept people for who they are on their own journey. While I do accept that, though, there's a difference between accepting them for their present truth and letting that truth walk all over me. As the wiser, more healed version of myself, I'm now able to recognize my pattern and cut those patterns off at the knees. Every single one of us is on our own journey, which is why time, age, financial standing, and all that other stuff is nonsense. Just because someone might be older or have a lot of money doesn't make them any further along or evolved in their Earth School journey. I know some really evolved 30-year-olds and some not-so-evolved 50-year-olds. Whatever age you are right now, wherever you are and whatever you are doing is exactly what you are meant to be doing. Nothing more, nothing less. At this very moment in time, you are as you are. Yesterday is gone, and tomorrow isn't here yet. All you have is today and the lessons and guidance you've packed into your book bag. You see, in Earth School, you'll never graduate, not fully. You'll always be a student of the universe. You'll always be expanding or evolving, and there's beauty in that. So that when you do find someone who can meet you where you are at, the relationship can evolve together, where each of your boundaries are accepted and respected. You hold space for one another. You help each other heal. And you help each other remember and seek out your inner child. You'll find an employer or a company that will match your level of effort, or like me, you'll employ yourself. You'll call in friends that understand you and help you heal. Your platonic, romantic, professional, and familial relationships will take on new levels of healing and growth. While some of these relationships may fall away, just know that they are meant to, as they are all part of your journey. Things sometimes need to fall away to make room for other things to come in and stay. Earth School can also bring in some pretty incredible joyful lessons too. It's not all hard-fought battles. You can learn how to love and care for yourself and others, how to be an incredible friend, a leader in your community, or an activist for causes you care about. You can learn how to receive and accept praise and compliments, how to lead and stand out in a crowd, how to show up for yourself and for the people you care about, how to romanticize your life, one of my personal favorites, how to cultivate peace and joy, and of course, inner happiness. How to let go and let loose. How to never stop playing and giving your inner child someone to be proud of. How to appreciate the small things. And how to take notice of how incredibly beautiful the world is. Even when class is in session, the outside world, the actual earth, and nature are some of your best teachers. It gifts us with so much. It can help you reset or relax. And it can help you see and understand things more clearly. I don't know a single person who sat and watched the sunset and thought, wow, that was annoying. I'm never doing that again. In difficult times or lessons, look to Mother Nature and then within yourself. All of the answers are there. Nature reminds us to slow down. Human beings were never meant to hustle and work until we passed out or give our entire lives away to something or someone without getting anything in return. Nature shows us that there are times of rest, there are times of play, there are times of planting seeds, and times for harvest. There are times for peace, for pause, for reflection, for everything. You know, in some countries, medical professionals even prescribe time in nature to help ground you so you can find your way back to yourself. My fellow classmates of Earth School, while I do not claim to know all of the answers, not even remotely close, please remember to just be kind to yourself, forgive yourself. If it takes many lessons to finally get it, then take them all. Appreciate them all. I did. It has taken me 47 years to learn some of these lessons, but this is my journey. This is my schooling. Your journey and your schooling will be unique to you. To those who I've had a contract with, regardless of the situation, personal or professional, just know that while I did feel the pain of some of you, I also felt the joy in you too. While the lessons were hard, you all taught me how to love and appreciate myself in such a deep way. You helped me see my worth, and you guided me toward the woman I am today. So to me, that's priceless. Getting to a place where I don't have any anger towards any of my soul contracts is the most peaceful, free-feeling place I've ever been, and I invite you to join me. I'm excited to grade and move on to the next level. You should be too. As always, if you've been Genspired, please leave a comment below. I'd love to hear from you.